Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, send home. What? Bell. 3-5, sell me a T, let go. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Cause I go in on them. Boy, I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them. Because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg. I get that paper, fold. I got my Nike tie tight on paper chaser, fold. Boy, I go in on them. 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 Boy, I go in.
Don't ask me what I'm doing, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Send up on the Patrick Ewing, just pussy and coolin'. Name Dawn from a long shot of lane, who you foolin'? Better chill, call the kick, I came with me, actin' foolin'. Got some things on deck, okay. Get them AK long neck. And now I'm clippin' them rank of chains, I make it bang on your set. Got the mind up, a genius, strapped up like you would a ring. I'm a crime, be the meanest, put some hops down the penis. I'm on your pillow. Got no time for chill, child. If they mad, I make them mad. And if they bad, I bet them battle. Yeah, I'm ready to tap, tattle. Let it go off through they bladder. Okay. Then it exit out they back. Hit them with that back to back. I ain't playing when I tell you I'm the man. Beverly may not be known overseas, but I'm known crossing trees. Rain through the month of G's. I'm so cool, feel the breeze. Money powder to my knees, man. My pocket came free.
Cause I go in on them. Boy, I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them. Because I balls on them. That money, dawg. I get that paper, fold. I got my Nike tied tight on paper chaser, fold. Boy, I go in on them. 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 Boy, I go in.
Yeah, yeah, I grind daily. Get it from the pavement. Either way you look at it, boy, I'ma make a save. I know once they get a whiff of D, they gonna pay me. So, Bama, boy, the best thing. Smoking better stay. For my niggas on the block and in them cages. Do this for my travels who duck and die in them cases. All black air signs, talk on me and raise me. Money over air signs, never green face. Stay ready to draw four, I ain't gotta trace it. Cause if I make a mistake, got that pistol till he breaks it. I'm just being blatant, she ain't got no patience. My money elevating, so I can't keep her waiting. I be on some different shit, can you see the difference? Can you see the way I ball out? So a strap of shit. Rest of them irrelevant, so fuck them if they celebrate. Alabama doing big, stepping like an elephant.
Cause I go in on them, boy, I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg. I get that paper, fold. I got my Nike tied tight on paper chaser, fold. Boy, I go in on them. 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 Boy, I go in.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
Hey, 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 you guys, we are in the building for Grown Folks Business this Friday. How y'all doing?
All right.
All right.
You gonna learn today.
Yeah. So, hey, Rue, we're gonna start with you. You had a wonderful night last night. Tell us about explicit content.
Oh yeah, man. You know, we had a nice little round table, man, with brother Jerry Doby from the Hype magazine, Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio, Rule of T, Live by Terrence Show came through, as well as D Slave from the D Hour Show. You know, we hit some nice dialogue, and man, you know what I'm saying? We had a cool little conversation about steps that need to be taken in the black community to uplift and motivate, try to change the way that young black boys think about success and the way that they see themselves and the way that they see other black men. So, you know, it was a nice conversation, man. I enjoyed it. I hope that the people listening in and the people who go back and listen and get something from it, you know what I'm saying? And look forward to maybe doing another round table sometime down in the future. So,
yeah,
you know, it was cool.
Yeah, I was enjoying myself last night listening to everybody, and I just want to say on behalf of 21st Central, we really appreciate everybody that came on to Explicit Content last night and voiced your opinions on how to reach out to our young males, and it was really enlightening. So I encourage everybody to go over there and check out that link from last night on Explicit Content and see what you got, especially people like my age and older that have, you know, young boys that need some type of direction. Maybe you have questions or maybe some things were touched on that you've been wondering about. So get over there and check it out. Very, very enlightening.
Yeah.
See how you feel about it, man?
Uh-huh.
Are you awake, D?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waking alive. I'm up and doing pretty good. Yeah, I had caught the show last night too, man. I was cool, you know. I took some footnotes and took notes in the mental notes. You know what I'm saying? You can always learn something, man. I ain't never scared to I ain't never scared of knowledge, man. You know, knowledge comes from everywhere. So if you wasn't tuning in last night, you missed a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, man, it touched on some really, really, you know, good topics, and it was very educated black men on the talent list, and, you know, it was just, it was good all the way around. I enjoyed myself last night. So I want to get into this morning my own self some topics. Basically, I got two topics that I want to get into, start out talking about anyway. The first topic I want to get into is this. The gas is $3.54 here a gallon. And I think that is just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, y'all get into cigarette status now. You know what I'm saying? When I first started smoking cigarettes, there was $2 a pack when I first started smoking. Now they like six something, you know, in this little area. It's like six something or $5.40. The cheapest place I know is $5.40 a pack. But I'm just saying, y'all charging $3.54 a gallon. Why? Why is the gas so high and it's hot? I don't understand
that. Because they can. You know, I mean, shit, in certain places in California, it's four-something. So, I mean, you know, I mean, you have to understand that it's a business. You know, we live in a capitalist society. So people going to squeeze. People going to squeeze. They're going to get away with whatever they can get away with. You know what I'm saying? You go holler at your bud, man, if he can get away with, you know what I'm saying, giving you something less than what he's supposed to give you for that nick, that's what he going to do. It's a capitalist society, man. People trying to get as much as they can get. They don't understand the cost of living means nothing to them because they worried about the cost of their living. They're not concerned with that. They don't care if you pull in a bucket that you got to push through the gas station pump out or if you roll through there in a Benz or a Bentley with a chauffeur. They trying to get their money. So it is what it is, man. It's unfortunate, but you know, go stand out there, man, and protest, hold up some alternative signs with gas costs somewhere else. Don't tell people don't go there end of the day.
Well, I would personally, if I could program America for like a day, I would make them walk to work. I would make them park them cars for one day. If I could program the whole America, because some of them go, even if they wanted to boycott, a lot would still drive, and that would defeat the purpose. I would program their ass so they would have no choice but to park them fucking car and go to work, walk with the good legs God gave you, because you're not too fucking good. You're not too damn good. Walk your ass to work and make them do something. You keep on sitting on your ass at home complaining about how shit is and how high this is and bullshit and that bullshit. But if everybody don't come together and just say, fuck this shit, we not paying this. We finna park these cars, all these trucks, ain't nobody gonna get no delivery today because we not paying this shit today. It will have to come down. But America not gonna do that. They too accustomed to having everything they want at that moment, how they want it at the touch screen. You know, and y'all need to come out of there. Sometimes you need to go back to the beginning and start over. Because y'all have been programmed that everything should be quick, fast. The food should be fast. Sex should be fast. Everything should be fast and quick. And you don't have to take no time to get to know nobody or nothing. This is what I want, this is what you want. Bing, bang, boom, it's over with. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. It just ain't the way it's supposed to be. And I just wanted to say that this morning because it's on my mind.
Like gas prices, I mean, it don't shock me because gas prices down here is, they always been that price. They always been high. You got us, like, down here, we hear about gas a lot because, you know, I'm down here. It's a lot of oil down here. So the oil and the gas, all that's all tied in together. So it was an oil spill in some ocean somewhere. They spilled a lot of oil. They wasted a lot of oil on this ship. So they said gas prices was going to go up. And, you know, they went, they high. They almost $4. It's almost $4 here. It's right there on the edge of $4. I can't recall the exact price right now, but I know it's right there on the edge of $4 a gallon here. And that's if you just got like a regular car. You got like a lot of people down here. They driving trucks. They driving big trucks. Yeah, 18. I mean, not 18-wheeler, but big truck duallys, and so you know, and Cadillacs, and you know, in the Cadillac, you can't put regular gas. You have to put premium or supreme. You know, and that's even more money.
They fooled them. And had them buying all them damn navigators and shit. Oh, this the shit to drive. This the shit that's gonna make you hot and jack that gas up on their ass. They got them big ass trucks and got their putting them gas. I'm just saying how they just sucked them up into that bullshit. And then, you know, it is what it is. But America's slick, man. America's slick.
Any way they can get that dollar bill, they gonna do it, man.
America is slick, man. It's just that it's hard to accept the fact that we live in a society that's driven by consumerism. We live in a society that's driven by the dollar. It's a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going to be motivated and dictated by how much money I can make and how much stuff I can sell you. I mean, I understand the concept of a boycott, man, on driving or whatever for a day, but I mean, it's like in some places people actually have to go, and some people live too far from work. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's not even a choice. It's not an option. You could say ride the bus, but then that's somebody's job, driving the bus. You know, everything is based on that. It's, as time goes on, we built a society that's a great place. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to argue and talk bad about America, but it's like it's countries where you can't even talk bad about the country. So it's like there are things that I don't like about this, but this is where I live at. I'm not trying to live nowhere else. I mean, there are things that we can work on better, but those are things that we have to do as individuals on a daily basis. We sit around and we make these complaints, but I mean, we all want stuff fast too. Everybody got microwaves in their house. You know, people say everything. It's a microwave society. Everything is fast. Everything is instant. 90% of the people like to drive through window. Nobody want to park their car, get out, sit down, and sit in a restaurant, eat. Everybody driving, throwing bags to the back to the kids. It's what we do. So to look for something to change. I mean, it's like we made them like this. The gas companies and these privately owned gas stations, you know, that's just Johnny from up the block saved him some money, bought him a gas station, and he's trying to make a dollar. He can't do what Shell or Union 76 or one of these other larger gas stations can do for us. They prices go.
Well, then that is shit like down. And then everybody need to have to go to the big place. God, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And if they ain't making nothing but pennies and charging people this type of shit right here, this ain't, that ain't the business to be in. Maybe you should be investing in gas instead of selling it. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And it's ridiculous on that note. But this is another thing that I wanted to get into, because a lot of people are doing this shit now. And it's kind of ridiculous to me. But it's a scam, too, just the same. They have all of these title loan places more now in the hood. And people go in there pawning their title to their cars, thinking, okay, I can pay this back, I can make these payments, and I can get this money. And it'd be a good little grip of money, sometimes 2-3 G's a walk. But you know damn well you ain't ready to pay that money back. Because if you was able to pay that money back, you wouldn't need that loan. Or you would have that kind of money stashed to the side. You see, all that shit is a scam. It's a scam. It's a rip-off. Don't lose your car. Don't pawn your title. And you know you ain't got the kind of job to support the payment. So when you're late, they're going to tax some more on to you. You ain't going to never get through paying. Then when you do get through paying, they got another trick for you. They give you double what they gave you the first time to go get another one. And another one, and another one. And it's just a trap, so you don't have no car no more. Quit doing that. Do y'all have a lot of title loan places at where y'all live?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of title loan places there. They exactly what you're saying, man. They some rip-offs, you know. I know a lot of people who done put their titles up and, I get 500, 5,000, depending on the condition of your car. Where you gonna get your money at? You know what I'm saying? The condition of your car. They'll take any car. They don't care. They'll take any car. They do not care. But see, the thing is, you get this money. What are you really doing with it? You just want some money to go kick it with. This is what people that I know, they turn their title in because they want to have some money in their pocket because they want to go to the mall or they need to go get the new Jordans that just came out. Like, dude, your morals is so fucked up. Like, you need to reevaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I love my car. I need my car. If I ain't got my car, I ain't gonna be able to do nothing. And them people is gonna come get that car. It don't matter where you have it at, they coming to get it.
They coming to get the car.
Yes, they is. If you ain't paying them, they gonna come get that car. They gonna call everybody. They gonna call everybody that you put down as a reference. They gonna call. I didn't have to cuss them out. Tell them don't call me no more.
Quit calling me. Put my name down. The people were calling my phone like I had done got the money. I said, let me tell you something right now. Take my name off of that list. Anybody else come and write my name down on that list? You tell them, hell no, do not write me down in no reference. Because you calling me, I ain't borrowing shit from you. I don't know where that motherfucker at. Don't keep calling my phone asking me for him because I don't know. You know, if you gave it to him in good faith and thinking that he gonna pay you back, then you know that was you. Don't get mad at me because you got duped. Don't it blow up my phone? You know.
Yeah.
I feel you on that 100%. I had to blow their ass up on that too, cause that.
Yeah.
Calling me. Okay,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, don't be calling me.
We had some music submission. One from Ray Keller, and he was a feature on our Manic. Wasn't it Manic Monday?
Manic Monday.
And I told him to send us some music, and he submitted some music to us. And We're going to play it for us, if I can pull it up here. We're going to play some of this Ray Keller, and we're going to come back and get into some more topics. And hopefully we get some callers on. Y'all call us, 646-200-3860. Give us some topics or get in on some of the topics that you hear that we get into if you have something to say about it. If you have music artists, you can submit song to Tweety Bird. That's with a Y, not an I, 334ALA@gmail.com. And we'll try to get it on before the show is over. Okay, we're going to play this Ray Keller right now, Not One. Our music submission, and we're going to start with it now. Hang on tight for more grown folks business.
Yeah. DSR. Come on. Dream Seeker. My day's dark, my night's even darker, thinking about all the bullshit my country's got to offer. Being raised in the U.S. as a young black male, we talk to people, women, and create a crack sale. And niggas never fail, we with it every time. And me, I won a million, I was known to do a crime. But we all gotta learn that intelligence is earned. If we ain't trying to teach ourselves, why should others be concerned? I'm talking to the mirror, my vision getting clearer. Yeah, I can see it now, I got my goal getting nearer. But with it come the demons, the skeletons be screaming, got me contemplating. Live heavenly, or live my whole pedigree. Chase after a life of fame and prosperity. Instead of taking charity of people who embarrass me, have me cast off as an unsolved chastity.
Can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison was a young black call to me.
Another clever way to how you tweaking out your body, getting cared out the body, unconscious and cuffed. Whatever happened to the days when just we was enough? And a little bit of looking for you, nigga, if you pistol for protection, why you finger on the trigger? Pointed at a figure, trying to get it for his fingers. Only adding to the stigma that was just a bunch of niggas. Stay away, call the button, walk 100,000 miles, so we can act a fool, hit the club and go wild. You ain't gotta like my style, you ain't gotta like my flow, but you really need to know, heaven ain't the only place that you can go. You reap what you sow, better fruits of your labor. I'm biting into your brain with the tooth of a saber. All praise to my savior, Satan calling me a traitor. But I don't give a damn, I'll holler at him later, gone.
Forget about those lost close to me. They prison with a young black ought to be. Can't forget about those lost close to me. They prison with a young black ought to be.
And what he did for me was stunning. I'm getting to the money just to give it all back to people last people forced to get it all cracked. What you think about that? Why you riding in your lag? Dropping pretty girls all down by the track. This ain't about being black, this about being smart. And an entire generation that refused to play their part. No love, no heart, be the motto. Bang, 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 give a damn about tomorrow. Till it's you, feel a sorrow in the rush of that pain. Cause your homie got pop, not a fire's in your vein. Another man's playing another tale untold.
straight back. Why don't you come back
hard on these niggas?
I'm back in it. I came to win.
That right.
You don't know my name. Shit, I'm 3-6.
Come on.
I beat the odds. Cause I believe in God. The way I'm rocking like cut. I'm rocking. I'm going hard. Everybody sniff.
Uh-huh.
And they swear they hard.
Uh-huh.
And tell you break them down. I know he can't straight fraud. Say he got a couple pounds going for the low.
That right.
But every time I call your phone, you ain't got no phone. All I hear lies. You ain't got no street time. I built a man, made plays in the 9-5.
That right.
Swag cheeks like OGD, 10-4-1-9.
How you
wrong? You want it straight like that?
How you wrong?
You want it straight like that?
How you wrong?
You want it straight like that?
Tell them 350 back,
tell them run up on a chair.
How you
wrong? You want it straight like that?
How you wrong?
You want it straight like that?
You shouldn't break that relationship, even if you and their mother or your significant other, y'all just didn't see eye to eye in y'all relationship and y'all go y'all separate ways, that still don't mean that you have to cut off your communication with the kids. That's just how I feel. I don't feel like that you should cut off your communication with the kids, because they don't have nothing to do with what y'all going through. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, y'all already know. See, I really won't have my kids around people I'm dating, but I guess if it's a long time, then, you know, you just explain just like you would with a marriage, breakup, divorce, whatever. You know, we just adults that agree to not disagree. We can't, you know, do this no more. And it doesn't mean that if they have some type of bond or relationship, it couldn't continue. That would be up to the person, you know, and what they wanted to do, you know, at the end of the day. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it's a catch-22, you know what I'm saying, because your relationship with the child is based on your relationship with the person. And, I mean, in some situations, it's extremely needed, especially if the child's actual father has passed away or not in their life for some reason. I feel if there's an obligation almost to maintain, if it's a positive male role model in that child's life, whether it's a female child or a male child. But it's a slippery slope because people have enough problems trying to maintain a relationship with their real children's father when the relationship don't work out. You know, at what point do you decide, like, what are the rules? What will be, you know, the ground rules? What will be the boundaries? Because now if this person get involved with somebody else or the female gets involved with somebody else, it's like now you got this new person that you talking about marrying or you may consider moving in with or whatever next level you're thinking about taking with this person. You have that to take into consideration because I think it would be hard to explain to an adult why this man who is not your son's father is still coming around, and I'm here now. You know, you have individuals that I think will probably be kind of insecure about that, but that's the issue that may come up. How would y'all handle that situation?
Oh, man. I mean, I totally understand where you come from. In my upcoming, in my experiences, because, like I said, I've dated most females I've dated. Most of them have kids. You know, it was rare for me to find a female that didn't have kids. You know, if I did, they was too young, and I wasn't going to mess with them. So it's like, A few chicks I've met when they've had their kids with them, and I don't have a problem approaching a woman she has the kids with her. If I feel it, I'm gonna approach her, you know. And I know a lot of females, like, they feel like they make bad judgments, and like I know and females they use their kids, and it may sound wrong. It sounds wrong. And I may say it the wrong way, but I don't mean it. If it comes out wrong, I don't mean it to be wrong. I'm saying, like, they use them as far as, like, if they dating a person. And then when it gets to a point where they're like, okay, now I think if it's serious enough, and they're like, okay, now I think I've maybe comfortable enough for this person to meet my child. Okay. If they pay attention to how the child reacts. Okay, the first day, of course, if it's a little child, they're not going to do nothing to you. They may look at you. They may look at you for a long time. They're not going to say nothing to you. They're not going to come near you. They may just stand there and look at you. Never know. But, like, if that kid, after a certain amount of time, if that kid still ain't warmed up to you yet, that female will leave you alone. I know females who would do that. They'd be like, my child got a bad vibe about you, so it ain't nothing. You know, I've seen it. I've dealt with it. You know, it is what it is. That's how I look at it. It is what it is, you know. But as far as if it's not the daddy, but he's been in that, it depends on how long he's been in the child life with me. You know what I'm saying? Because if that child is at a point where that's all he knows as a daddy, or that's all he or she knows as a daddy, I would never take that from them. I wouldn't feel right taking that from them. If it's a daddy and the mom and daddy didn't work out, and I'm with the mama now, and in that whole situation, I would never step in between another man and his own kids. I would never do that. You know what I'm saying? That to me, I would feel like I'm less of a man for even trying to step in your way or your kid. I let you mess up your own relationship if you choosing to mess your relationship up with your kids. I'm going to allow you to mess your relationship up. But at the same time, I'm going to do the things that you need to be doing. So that's just how it is. I mean, that's just what I've experienced with and went through.
Yeah. What about you, Ms. Tweety B?
Well, I'm not so sure. I have a clarification of what the question was.
The question is, if you have say you meet a dude, y'all get involved, y'all in a long-term relationship, he get cool with your son, y'all break up, still in your son's life, and then you meet somebody else, and you get serious with this person, you know what I'm saying? So you reach a point at which this dude is basically, for all intents and purposes, a stepfather. But now you're about to marry somebody or move in with or live with or go to the next level with somebody who would actually be your child's stepfather. It's like, how do you feel about that? Because it's like, it's two sides to that, because it could have been the other way around and you could have been involved with a man and you got close to his daughter or whatever. Now he got another woman and you have to navigate that little crazy relationship. You know what I'm saying? The question
like
is,
this.
How would you? Okay.
Yeah. We're not on that level no more, the parent and I, if it were me. Then that's it. We don't have that level of relationship no more. It's no, just, you know, I don't have nothing to do with who he marrying. I don't have nothing to do with him moving on to the next level. That's for him to explain to his kid why he got to swap up so much, not me. My relationship would not change, you know, with the daughter. So we would still go get our hair done, nails done, out to eat or whatever. Now, if she had a problem with that, then I would have to stop, you know, because I wouldn't, you know, come between a family and its happiness about my presence. You know what I'm saying? So, that, you know, it is what it is when it comes to that. It just depends on the situation, the people involved, and how it's going. Sometimes people be crazy. You don't ever know what the next person feels or insecurities or whatever, you know. So.
Yeah, I feel that. Would you have a problem with a female having a relationship with your stepdaughter, like an ex or something?
No.
Okay.
It's all about girl power. No, is she not trifling?
Yeah.
No. Trifling. I got no problem with you.
I feel that. I don't think I would really have a problem either with a dude. However, man, men have they have a different agenda. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times. I mean, not saying that females don't also have that agenda. But, you know, dudes will use a child to linger, you know.
Yeah.
Linger and wait, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the relationship should almost be like a divorced parent, separate custody type of relationship. I mean, there's no reason for you to be hanging out at the house. You know, I'm not there, you and the child and the mother, because it's like y'all playing house.
Yeah.
It's not about insecurity or jealousy on my part or anything like that. It's about what's appropriate. You know, I don't feel like there's no need for that. So because you know how dudes think. You know, I mean, you got some good stuff. If you ain't the one to end it, you know, man, I mean, any chance you get to get back in that stuff, man, you know what I'm saying, you're going to take advantage of that opportunity. So I look at it from that standpoint. But speaking of that, I kind of got another topic that kind of like...
Well, wait a minute. Give a topic, and then we'll come back. He just gave a topic. So, D, you got to give a topic, and then we'll go back.
Yeah. Okay, boss lady.
I know I have some breaking news, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's anybody from Dallas that's listening, you know what I'm saying, I would advise everybody to call your peoples or whatever, because it was a wreck on Highway 75, 18-wheeler exploded. I don't know if it was cars around it when it exploded. I don't know as of right now, there has not been any casualties or anything, but it may be some people hurt. So if you are on air, you from Dallas, call, check it out. You know, call your people, make sure everybody all right. You know, cause if you know somebody that's on the freeway that time of morning, it was early in the morning. So if you know anybody on the freeway that time of morning, call, check, make sure they all right. You know, I done called all my people already. Everybody straight, everybody good. So, you know, I just advise people to do that. Check on your people.
Be careful out there on that highway.
Huh?
I said everybody be careful out there on that highway.
Man, I don't know why this truck blew up, but this 18-wheeler just blew up on the highway.
Wow.
And the highway is a 4-lane highway, so I'm pretty sure it was more cars around.
Right, somewhere. Man, that's awful.
Yeah.
I heard on the news they were talking about, don't give me the lion, but I'm almost sure they said Nigeria, they have missing girls from the United States. And did y'all just catch that? What was that about? I caught the end of it. It was just saying something.
Yeah,
about
that's I'm like you. I caught the end of it. I think they said it was like 6 or 7 girls.
Yeah, that were missing.
And they missing?
Four girls. They said four. I think it was four. I'm not sure. They got missing girls over there, so I don't know what's going on over there either. But you know, y'all be careful, man.
Man, y'all stop going to these other countries, man, and y'all ain't well prepared, man. This is like the fourth or fifth. It may have been, it's a time frame between all of this, but it's like the fourth or fifth American students that went over to a different country and come up missing.
They need to stop going to the other country. I mean, you know, it was a day and time where you could go and be cool and come back. But it just ain't like that anymore. A lot of people don't like us no more. And you just need to stay at home, take pictures, go online and see what it is. Google Earth it. It's the same as years, I promise. You know, that's about the best you can do right now because it's bad, and people need to know how bad it is. It's not all happy and, you know, carefree like the TV try to make it, and they try to keep you comforted because if they really took the damn blinders off, you might not never come outside.
Man, look up, man. The United States got enough nationalities in it. Look, you want to see different cultures? Go to different neighborhoods. I know a neighborhood is all Africans over there. All Africans, ain't nothing but Africans. You want to go? There you go. Now go to Africa. That's Africa. Go over there. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Man, I can't understand that, man. You know, I can't do it.
Okay, hey, we're ready for you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm traveling. Given the opportunity, I'm traveling. I'm not going to be paralyzed by fear or nothing like that, but I feel like knowledge, you have to understand. You have to do your research. You know, don't let some travel agency or something sell you on something that's not what it is. You have to look into what's going on and what has taken place. You can be visiting a lot of these countries that are unstable. And that's where the problem come in at. I mean, they're economically unstable. Their political structure is unstable. And, I mean, you kind of can't visit them areas like that. So That's really what it comes down to. I mean, there's a lot of countries you can travel to in Africa, man, that have great tourism. And, you know, no problems there. It's beautiful sights to see. You know, Africa is just as beautiful and as educational and entertaining and, you know, enjoyable as some of these European countries. I mean, people coming up missing in London. People coming up missing in France. So,
yeah,
it's crazy out there.
We said Africa, period. We said everywhere, I don't know. Everywhere, that don't say U.S. Anywhere they got to ask you, are you an American citizen, don't go there. You should already know
I'm not going to say that, man.
If you had an opportunity to go and it's something that you want to do, hey man, more power to you, all for it. I have no problem with it whatsoever. But when it comes to me, I don't need to go over there. That's just me personally. You know what I'm saying?
I advise anybody given the opportunity to travel and broaden your worldview to do so. To do so with an educated and informed, you know what I'm saying? To do so knowing where you're going, knowing what's going on over there, understanding what it's like, understanding that there are places there that you can't go and you can go. Don't be trying to go visit the club in the village. You know, or going to the hood in another country. That's not like the wisest thing to do. You know, I understand that in Jamaica, a lot of the clubs are deeper into, you know, what we would call the hood that really be popular.
Yeah.
That's just not something that you can do. You just can't do that. I mean, you can't go to everybody's hood in America.
You can't.
Some stuff got to take into consideration. You can't be getting in the car with some cute dude or some cute chick in America. So don't think that you can go to another country and do that same thing. You can't allow people that you don't know to lead you off in some strange direction anywhere in the world. So that's really what it comes down to. But, I mean, it's like not to take nothing from y'all, man, but comparing traveling to Google Earth, man, it's like comparing sex to Internet porn.
I'm just saying, you want a safer version of the take your ass on Google Earth. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by that. See, the shit, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like some shit coming from a big dick. If I were big as you, and you know, I could knock a nigga halfway across the world, I wouldn't worry about it either. I can go wherever I want to go, but I'm a little motherfucker. I got to tell you. Get your ass over the head with something. I got to get down wrong.
Hey, man, don't sleep.
You know,
don't sleep on the little people, man.
Somewhere I don't need to know nothing about. I got to take out running. I don't know where I'm running to. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
it's like a little person. You ain't got no. I don't think that a single woman or even a single man got no business by themselves getting on a damn plane, going to a country where they don't know nobody at.
Right.
I mean, hell, you can't get good phone service in America sometimes if you leave your little old call area.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to go to another country, man, and like, you know, things happen. So, I mean, I understand that, man. I mean, we living in a different time. I mean, America is stepping on everybody's toes. America's not making friends everywhere they go, you know. There are people who have problems, but, I mean, that's the same thing with cities in here. You know, I mean, people don't like L.A. People don't like California a lot of places you go. People don't like New York a lot of places you go. A lot of places you come from the South and go somewhere, people treat you different. So, I mean, that's not a world travel thing. That's a travel thing, period.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I feel
you. Well, if you leave where you growed up at, they gone too long and come back, people ain't going to like you. Going to look at you funny.
Did they ever find
the
plane with the people on them?
That plane that disappeared?
No, they haven't found it. Okay. Next topic. I guess it's on me. How do y'all feel? I want to ask you guys something. How do you feel about the sexy female post on a social website? Do you think because she may post, you know, sexy pictures on a social media site that you couldn't have a serious relationship with her based on the stereotype of she may be a loose woman?
I'm a firm person and believer. I don't judge a book by its cover. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if I see a woman who put a sexy photo up of herself, I mean, it ain't too revealing. It's just something sexual. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just feel like that's a woman that's comfortable with her body and don't have a problem with showing it. I don't view her as loose or anything as such thing as that, but I don't have a problem with, I don't think it would be a problem with dating her or anything like that. I don't know about you. I wouldn't have a problem with dating her. You know, if I find her attractive and I want to talk to her, it depends to me. To me, it's more your intellect. I mean, how intellectual are you? Can I have a different conversation with you? What type of conversation can I hold with you on a day-to-day basis? Do we have to talk about the same shit every fucking day? No. If we don't, if we can have different and multiple conversations on different things, then I'm off. I don't really judge books by their cover.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ruth, same question. What you think?
I mean, it depends on why she posting the pictures up there. I mean, you know, it's different people do stuff for different reasons. You got, you know, people use the word thirsty on social networks a lot. A lot of women are on there posting a lot of pictures desperate for attention. They have insecurities, and the only place that they get any kind of attention or some type of recognition is on a social network. So a lot of times they're doing that. So it would be quite difficult to deal with somebody who really don't love themselves to have a serious relationship with them. Then I think it also goes towards some people are extra flirty, and it depends on you. It depends on the individual. And, I mean, if you're speaking about me, I'm secure about myself. I don't have a problem worrying about. I think flirting is healthy. I think flirting is good for your heart. I think it's good for your spirit. I think it's a thing to do. But then you have some people that don't have limits. So, I mean, it depends on her ability, man, to exercise limits after we start dating. I mean, it's like you posting these pictures, and it's comments come with them, likes come with them. What are the conversations that being engaged in on the picture post? So, I mean, if she's still like, we supposed to be dating and working towards getting to know each other, and she's still having these same all the single ladies conversation on these posts, these pictures, and she still want to be tooting her stuff up and all of that, I'm not mad, because it's like, I'm not that dude that's going to meet a woman at a strip club and be talking about, why are you still doing this? You know, we've been dating for 6 months. Why? That's her job. But I mean, if you want to post pictures or do that stuff, man, I mean, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that I would necessarily be even attracted to that, because I notice a lot of people do stuff for attention. Like I said, I would have to look at the conversations, man, that take place with the pictures. You know, some women post pictures and dudes like them, comment, and they never say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they may slide through, you know, 4 days later and put thank you, you know, thank all of y'all or something like that. And then you have some women, man, they post those risque pictures up there that, you know, they border on, like, what kind of job you got? Because if your boss come through, you know, you always got a liquor bottle with this sexy picture, or, you know, you always got some stuff that's not sexy, it's more sexual. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the situation is the situation, you know. Depends on who she is, what she about. Because I do think intelligence is sexy, the ability to hold a conversation, sense of humor, what her drive is. If she on Facebook all day, you know,
she ain't got no drive.
She ain't doing nothing with her life, man, but posting pictures and you know, all day on Facebook or all day on Twitter or whatever, then it's like, hey, I don't think she would have time to date. You know, I don't think she would have the ability to date, because it's like, you know, we can't engage in a conversation if you checking your Facebook, you know, while we out to dinner, you know, having a lunch date or whatever. So it depends. It really depends. It's not something that I can say yes or no on, because I don't know the person, but I wouldn't discriminate because she posted sexy pictures.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering how you guys felt about that. I see a lot of different posts on different social websites with guys having strong opinions about it, and I just wonder what you guys thought about it. And we're going to play a little music here and get ready to get into our second half of Grown Folks Business. We have some new submissions from Dangerous Tactic over from Reinhardt Radio. And his Twitter is at Self-Made Danger, all capital letters, and featuring Young Na on this track. And you can follow him at Young Na 267. So make sure you go over and follow these guys if you're feeling this music. I'm going to play it right now. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Grown Folks.
Riding through the city with my high beams on, blowing big loud every day for my niggas that's gone. Either they had died or made a prison they home. Wishing my big brother Chucky could just call my phone. These are the reasons I'ma prove you haters wrong. All I have is memories and pictures, my nigga. If I wasn't blessed with kids, I might be with ya. My loyalty is only to real niggas. So if you not real, I can't fuck with ya. Try to snake me, I pray a thousand rounds hit ya. We forever play for keeps in Bad News, Virginia. Dangerous tactics, call me career ender. Put your brains in the blender, make a fuck nigga remember. Sim, sim, simmer, got your bitch in my beamer. She go down low and get my dick some sugar. She just wanna be seen with a rich nigga, yeah?
Club Loud,
yeah.
Team Rock with me, grind or die. Yeah. Hardest raw you ever seen. Coming from Killer Dell where they hunting niggas that tell you die if you intervene. Niggas starving for beef, some just thirsting for cream. Robbery, Ponzi schemes and extortion, they get a portion. You don't wanna fall short when that nature run its course. Lions versus gazelles, your chest versus them shells. Niggas in the gun range, trying to get their aim well. And they waiting for a sucker to clap it on, to practice on. Y'all rap niggas sing to Babylon. But me and Danger about to give you a lyric storm. You haven't won, my shit hot. Y'all pulling spit as your frigid. My flow game is exquisite, about to stop the fuckery with the quickness. I'm on my dick shit, now I rip shit, get destroyed, think you can diss this. You dismiss, you trippin', you must be disturbed. Think you about the action just to shoot us a bird. Fuck what you heard, big niggas soft, they pack a saw. My dog's down a bark and bite, I let them all. The leash, come loud, rock with me, going hard in these streets. If you want to get involved, make the call, and that's raw.
Try to avoid them, but to no avail. Leave me from it with all the ills of my
my city. I know you're busy bringing sanctity to sinners, bringing this to the losers and humbleness to the winners. Still trying to provide. Why the masses ignore the facts? I can't relax after all the times I hit you, Jack. I wish you would hit me back.
Who got the number to heaven? I'm asking worldwide. I got prayers. I'm trying to put in the car to God. Hoping he answers when I rain, cause I need him now. I know you wish you had heaven or a speed dial. Who got the number to heaven? I'm asking worldwide. I got prayers. I'm trying to put in the car to God. Hoping he answers when I rain, cause I need him now. I know you wish you had heaven or a speed dial.
It's like my million time trying you at the risk of being blasphemous. And no, I'm not denying you. I merely want a conversation, not a confrontation. Your frustration might be the reason for the spittish, but you made me in your image. Your curiosity got me questioning why I'm in it. I know my life ain't finished. No Sudan's got the world in euthanasia. His cruel destiny is affecting me something major. That's why I have sweet bone sticks. This a rock on the rock. So where am I? Genocide, luxurious, crucified. Rather God. Then I went through his apocalypse with all this going on. It's hard to remain an optimist, but still in awe. I know heaven ain't too far beyond my borders, cause I seen a fallen angel with the birth of my daughter. So I keep my faith strong, follow commandment laws. And my life is on the line, I hope you answer the call, my Lord.
Who got the number to heaven? I'm asking worldwide. I got prayers, I'm trying to put in the call to God. Hoping he answers when I rain, cause I need him now. I know you wish you had heaven or a speed dial. Who got the number to heaven? I'm asking worldwide. I got prayers, I'm trying to put in the call to God. Hoping he answers when I rain, cause I need him now. I know you wish you had heaven or a speed
rock
dial.
Rock with me. Young Nye, baby, rock with me. These who on the track, rock with me. Realest track I ever wrote. Truest words I ever spoke. It's a one in hand, vanish.
Birthday, he left, so there was so many laws up there. He said, man, there were laws everywhere.
Young Nye. And check his music out. Before that, we played Raw, and that is Dangerous Tactics featuring Young Nye. And you can follow him on Twitter at Selfmade Danger. So those are some hot tracks. They both got mixtapes over on DatTiff. You guys can go over there and download their new mixtapes. So, all right. Hey, Rue, I guess you would be ready to get into your next topic?
Yeah, I think I'll let me see. Well, I want to ask you, how do y'all feel about exes, your current situation, having a relationship with their ex, or hanging out, chilling, still being close friends?
With an ex? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm.
You mean like the person I was thinking, had a friendship with him, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, like chilling at the house, coming through, hanging out, all that.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Hell no. You didn't do none of that.
No.
That was easy, right there, bro.
No, y'all got to be a little more specific than just the hell no. It's a talk radio show. Y'all can't just shoot the hell out of there. You know what I'm saying? Move up. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know, hell no. Y'all go get specific. You know, you shut the topic down, made me wait, like, you know what I'm saying, 35 minutes to come back and you're going to give me an answer. You know what I'm saying? Specific what the motherfucking problem is.
First of all, okay. I'll give you an answer. I got one for you. All right, look, it's kind of like what you said, especially for guys. You know, it's kind of like what you said. Like, they always have that hidden agenda. You know what I'm saying? So if an ex is still, if it's a guy and an ex is still coming around, he more than 9 times out of 10, he got an agenda. Or he trying to stay close enough just in case if you mess up, he think he can dip back in. You know what I'm saying? So he trying to, it's always an agenda. It's going to be an agenda with a guy, you know what I'm saying? A female, I can't speak on female. I'm not a female. I don't know. I mean, but as far as like my, I don't really think I can't really just say I'm not going through that, you know, because mine, if it's over, it's over. You know what I'm saying? With her, it's like if it's over, it's a done deal. And she is like, if I'm with you, that's what it is. And so I haven't, in my current relationship, I don't have that of a problem. I don't really socialize with people that I have dated myself. I've not really kept in touch with none of them at all. None of them. I don't really consider myself as even dating in the first place. This is really probably my first real relationship. Real relationship. I've been dealing with females, but I've never been in a real relationship. Okay, that's the answer.
Yeah. It's sir, it's your answer. Tweety B.
Well, it's like this. If I was, because y'all just, we just recently went through some shit like this. And this is what it become a problem for me. If I say, okay, you can be cool with this bitch. You know, y'all used to fuck or whatever, y'all cool. And I trust you. Alright? I trust you in my presence, outside my presence with this person of the opposite sex. And we in a relationship. That in itself for me is a lot to ask because I like mine to be mine. I don't really like mine to be around a whole lot of females. But I will, you know, be lenient with that because it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to be around dudes. But that's just because all my life I hung around dudes. And, you know, a lot of dudes lived on my block. So we all played football and shit together. So, you know, it's just that's how I'm comfortable around males. But I said all that to say this. If I say, yeah, you be around this person, I trust you outside of my presence with this person, and then I end up fucking or something, and I find out about it, now we got a problem. Now I want to do something to that hoe because I trusted her around you, but at the same time, I don't have a relationship with her. I got a relationship with you. And that would be the problem. If you bring her around me and you bring her to my house and we kicking it and we cool and y'all flip up, I'm finna go to the federal penitentiary because y'all done put me in a position now to where I got to fuck y'all up, both of you. And you know, it is what it is when it comes to that with me. So I try to keep myself out of this type of situation because I don't want to have to go to jail about no nigga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. And that wasn't to be boiling down to be going to jail about a nigga I'm fucking with. It ain't that serious. So to keep my cell phone, hell no, don't bring that bitch over here. Don't bring her over here. If you want to fuck with her like that, it's cool, but don't bring her over here.
Okay.
So first of all, she'll be sizing me up and knowing what I'm like. You know, she only need to know what I'm like through you. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I feel. Like,
now, I don't have a problem with it personally, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, two of the things that D said are reasons that two of the reasons that I don't have a problem with it. First and foremost, I'm not worried about some dude trying to wait for me to slip up and mess up because first and foremost, I'm not gonna slip up. I'm not gonna fuck up like that unless I'm pretty much done anyway. Secondly, it's like, if she gonna slip and cheat, man, she don't have to actually be around a dude to slip up and cheat like that. I mean, you sit there, man, I don't know how trusting you are about your mate or what have you, but I don't check phones and shit. I don't do all of that shit. That's too much trouble, too much misunderstanding. And so, I mean, females maintain texting relationships with dudes that stay friends, best friend, brother, you know, my partner, my boy, my homeboy, all these old slangulations that they make up to refer to a dude that they done had sex with, be talking and joking about having sex with, or that they know want to have sex with them. And they text them and doing that all the time. It don't take nothing but a, you know, I'm over here, where you at? So I don't allow stuff like that to, you know, get all into my mental when it's a part of a relationship. Me and all my exes is cool. Every single one of them. Well, you know, almost. All of them.
Think about that one there, man.
Yeah, no, I had to clean that up, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that ended. It that's only because it ended like on some too real for TV type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't nothing. Yeah. It wasn't nothing bad. It was more of a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Like, you know, I just have a certain feeling or philosophy about respect. Get like one chance to disrespect me in public, and after that, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. I don't care what your reasons was or none of that. You're not going to call me on my name and disrespect me in public. You do that one time, our relationship is over, because you showed like a lack of respect, not only for me, but for our relationship. You know, it's like I got to be out in the streets dealing with people on a daily basis, and you made me look less than. You also made our relationship vulnerable, because if a dude feel like that's how you really feel about me, now he all up in your face and shit.
Mm.
He all up in my face. You also put yourself in a position for females to be up in my face talking about, that bitch treats you like that, you deserve somebody better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't, like I said, but on topic, I don't have a problem with friendship relationships, because I figure, man, trust is simply that. You know, I'm
right.
Gonna extend that trust. Now, if y'all, I'm not gonna allow y'all at the spot getting drunk together. You know what I'm saying? I have like my little restrictions, because I know alcohol, man, you know, that song come on, you know, that y'all had y'all little song come on, y'all extra tip, y'all fall into some stuff. It ain't nobody fault. So you remember that moment, or you know, so things can happen. But
come back.
But me personally, man, I feel like if she with me, she with me. You know,
yeah.
If I'm with you, I'm with you. You know, I'm not trying to be with nobody else. I mean, but if we cool, we cool. I mean, it's hard to find genuine people. That's why I understand a lot of females when they say, that's my boy. I mean, you know, we tried our thing, or we had a little relationship one time, but that's my boy. It's hard to find genuine friends nowadays, because everything is based on, you know, not even the real term of the word use somebody, but it's based on what you can do for me.
Yeah.
You know, people got friends that's not even really your friend. It's the person that call you around phone bill time all the time for a couple of dollars, or when they call me fixing, or it's a holiday, or you somebody in their phone that they could use to send this to 10 people, or you're going to have bad luck.
Yeah.
Text them, something like
that. I hate them.
They contact for that. So it's hard to find somebody that you can sit down and have a conversation with, somebody that know you, that you can really be yourself with. So I kind of understand it, and it's like, I always thought the opposite until I started dealing with other people, that if you bring them around that person, it's like, man, it's less likely. But you find out nowadays, people be crafty. People be like just trying to get you comfortable so they can come over to your house and you cool, and then it's like he pushing up on. And now she really uncomfortable because she done told you it's not nothing. We just friends. And now he leaning all up against her kitchen and living room when you ain't looking and stuff. And she don't know how to tell you now, because she know if she admit to this mistake, or he admit to this mistake for that matter, it puts strain on the relationship now. Now the trust level and your judgment come into question.
Yeah.
So now you always... Your judgment always going to be weighed by that. So I just was curious about how y'all felt about that, you know. But I'm cool with it. Just for the record, I'm cool with it. But honesty and communication have to be maintained. You know, if the boy crossed the line, you got to say, "Baby, look, I guess he has some feelings." Or, "Baby, look, you know, I figured we could just be cool, but old girl, you know, she is too much, so we ain't gonna be friends. But I'm just letting you know, because I don't want the question mark that I know you will have, or anybody will probably have, like, you know, what happened to Tanya, or Tina, or Pam, or Lista, or whatever. Y'all don't kick it up. No, now she like, something that happened. That he, she goes putting on her CIA, FBI, mm-hmm. CSI hat.
And
Dick.
Dick Tracy. You know what I'm saying? She turned to Dick Tracy on the nigga.
You want to know what happened. You know what I'm saying? She really want to know what happened. And the same thing for a dude. I think you'll wonder, like, why
the
boy stopped.
I was wondering where you were going to flip the script. You know, did he?
Yeah, you get curious, though, because, I mean, as human beings, we're curious people, so you will wonder why her boy or his homegirl just stopped coming around. Like, what happened to, you know, if they ain't in jail, sick, or moved away or something, and they still, you still seeing them up and down the block the same way, but they ain't speaking, it's like, okay, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What, did they figure out that it wasn't, that it really was over? You know, and I don't do that. I feel like you could be friends, but I also feel like you need a detox period. A lot of people don't like that because it's like it's a genuine thing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times friendships don't survive the detox period. That's the saddest part about it. Because you can't break up with somebody and still talk to that person every day or still hang around that person or still think y'all can still, like, we're going to just switch from being in a relationship to a friendship. You got to have that detox period because them old things, you know, you're going to still try to grab that ass or you're going to still say, hey, baby, you got to detox. And the saddest part is, like I said, during the detox period, sometimes it's like some people decide they can't do it or they don't want to do it or... You know, you go through that anger and, like, I put up with all this bullshit or I don't understand why they don't want me no more and all these old different things. So it's a struggle, you know. And dudes do it, too, you know. When a dude get left by a female, you know, for all the brothers out there, man, you know what I'm saying? You can admit it, you know what I mean? Anybody will. Rejection is not a beautiful thing, you know. You have questions. If for no other reason than questions, just for future references. You know, like, excuse me, like, you know. You know what happened? You know, tell me something.
Give me a fake number or something. You know what I'm saying? I was just straight up tell nigga ignoring the rejection. I'm speaking on the rejection thing. You know what I'm saying or something?
Yeah, for real. I mean, I want to know what I did wrong with you that I won't do wrong with the next person. You owe it to the next woman I'm with to tell. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but moving right along, man.
Yeah, man. I got a question that I want to ask.
I thought it was Brother D. Ham's turn. It's me.
Okay.
Holding these magic sticks, the talking stick. I pass the talking stick.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
That's you all blow me up.
Hey, man, look, I it ain't going to take me long, Tweety B, just hold on. I just want to ask, like, okay, I had a conversation with a person about reputation. And in the conversation, they was like, man, ever since middle school, people been saying, you know, I'm this type of person. Like, I had this reputation for being this person that like a light switch, flip on and off, get mad, be happy, be mad, you know, you bipolar, you know. But then he turn around and say, but that ain't really how I am. I say, well, it got to be if everybody's saying that's what you is, that's what you portray. So, I mean, maybe I have the wrong definition of what the fuck a reputation is, but I'm saying, like, if more than five people say this is the way you is, I mean, me personally, I think that's just the way you is. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a question. It's like, how do you, well, the question is, what is your definition of a reputation? I'm trying to help somebody.
Oh, we talking about no Tweety B. Hey, Rue.
Answer the question. y'all always be hollering. As soon as the question get to the question mark, get tight. You'll be like, hey, Russo, what you think, top of the board?
Yeah.
See, I got a reputation for having to be the first person to ask the question.
I mean, if you had a reputation, would you embrace it? I mean, would you deny your reputation? I mean, it's your reputation. It's who you are.
If it's not my reputation, I'm not going to, I don't give a damn if 100 million people say it. If it ain't me, it's not me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, she may be bipolar. It may be two, three. It may not be her. You know, it may be the other motherfucker living there. You know what I'm saying? So I personally say it depends on the person. A reputation to me is something, a name that you gather for yourself for what you do in life or what have you. So that's what it is to me. Cause, you know, if a crazy person is subject to not own up to certain stuff that they do because they really don't be doing it. The other person do it that they don't even recognize it's there. You know what I'm saying? So it just... You know, depending on how educated they is about the illness they suffer from. And, you know, everybody don't have the illness. And that it is what it is. And we got callers on the line. I do see you, 501. I'm going to pull you in here in a minute. But give you a chance to answer this question or either give a topic. But that's my opinion. Now, hey, Rue.
I think a reputation is something that other people give you. It's not something that you put forward, you know, your track record or your, I want to say, you know, the way that you do things is what you do. But your track record is your own little stuff. It shows what you've done. And sometimes that can be attached to your reputation. Your reputation is how other people see you.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if you're doing something on a regular basis, it's like we don't never see ourselves how other people see us anyway. That's why I don't like
right.
when I get to meet somebody, I don't really like doing the 20 questions because people are going to tell you, oh, I'm nice, I'm generous, I'm kind, I'm loving, I'm warm, I'm intelligent, I enjoy reading books and all of that stuff. And then as you get to know them, it's like, man, they hit the lottery, win $1 million, and you know what I'm saying? You see them and they like, man, I hit that lottery, man, I got something for you. You know, they slide you like a scratcher, or you know, a little dollar scratcher. Or, you know, they give you $5 or something, man. You know, they know you're doing bad, and it's, you know, a person say they loving and they kind and they warm, and it's like, you know, your mama died, and you say, yo, you know, my mama died, man. They like, what's wrong? You kind of down, man. Like my mom just passed away, dog. You know. My mom just passed away. And, you know, they go like, yeah, I remember when my mom's passed away, I was toe up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how shit go, man. You know, my mama was a, and it's like, it's about them. You know, no hug, no everything is about them. So it's like a lot of time your reputation, sometimes it fits. You might not want to embrace it. You may want to try to change, but you got to prove that you're different because it's like you sit there and you say, that's not my, I'm not like that. But you deal with a person long enough, and as they speak, and you saying to yourself, like, look, my dude, look, baby, you know what I mean? It's like, that's who you is. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Who you is, man.
Yeah, reputations are relative, though, because you could say, oh, man, that chick, she a slut, and she just be fucking everybody. But at the same time.
And she
time,
don't be fucking nobody.
I mean, she actually is, but that don't necessarily make her a slut. That might be her job.
Yeah.
Or. She might just enjoy sex. You know, if she want to have sex with 10, 15 dudes, you know, that's her business. That's her business. I don't
right.
think a person is a slut or something because they sleep with a number of people or nothing like that. But then it's like you talk to somebody long enough, man, if they repetition fit, you will see it, you know, because I know some people, man, that they crazy and a motherfucker. They temper be just like right under the surface and stuff. It's like, you know,
man.
Like you could take some creamer and mix it with oil and stir it up, and it's going to smell good and look like that. But as soon as you scrape that cream away, that oil right up under there, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they be having that old bipolar shit right up under the surface. Temper be running hot
right
and cold.
Man, be
they
ready.
They got no control over it. You know what I'm saying? They got
okay.
no control over it. It's one of those emotions. So, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, tell that person, embrace your reputation, man, or do something to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pull our caller in here and see what they have to say. 8730, you're live on the air with Tweety B, Country Boy D Ham, and the God Heyru. Who do we have?
It's Chop Trill. What up, fellas? What's happening?
Hey, Chop. What's happening?
So what's up?
Nothing, boy. Hard at it. Barely doing it. Trying to make it through it.
Chop Trill.
Hey, Yeah. Hey, I was checking out that. I mean, that's a persona for somebody else to, you know, I guess that's like a lot of judgmental type of thing, you know what I mean, when it comes to what people try to, you know, make you ask, because you're an individual. Different things come about, different times in your life, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, for me, that topic on, you know,
I don't know if you got in a bad spot or something, but his call dropped. But anyway, maybe he'll call back in a second and tell us a little bit more what he wanted to say. Next topic, I guess we can go ahead and get into.
It's on you.
Oh, it's on me now. Oh.
Okay.
How do I even? Let's see. Let's see. What's a good question I can ask? Do you guys know your stroke number? Because I think in a movie once, it's important that you know that. Do you guys know your stroke number?
Oh, yeah, I know mine, but at the same time, it's like I also know how to, you know, how to shift gears. It's like it changes depending on.
Yeah.
It depends on the stroke. You know, the stroke number changes depending on the stroke, depending on the speed. It's like miles per gallon. Depending on how fast you're going. On how slow, how fast you're going. It depends on what kind of car I'm driving. It depends on whether I got the top up or the top down, you know.
It's all about that.
You know what I'm saying? At the same time, it also depends a lot on the terrain. You know what I'm saying? If I'm on a slippery slope, then, you know, things might shift up. I got to slow down because, you know, the brakes are going to work bad. You know, but if I'm, like, rolling across just a regular highway, man, you know, I think I can get, like, maybe, you know, I want to say, like, I'm up there in the hundreds, you know, some nice hundreds.
I ain't in the thousands,
but I'm around that middle area right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm around that middle area. But then again, it depends on, like, how many strokes I took before I started stroking.
Sometimes you gotta get you one in, you know.
Oh no, I don't waste it like that. If I know it's coming, I ain't wasting it like that.
No. Look here, man. I done got me one before. Let me go and get me one now. So I'm already on, like Cat Williams said, I'm on number two by the time I come to you. I'm working on number two by the time I make it to you.
I mean, that's number two is building. Number two is building in the factory.
But
number one is building in the nut factory as I'm on the way over there, or as she on the way over there, or while I'm cooking and she out there waiting for the food to come. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not finna waste that, man. Date night, sex night, you know what I'm saying? Getting together with somebody, I'm not finna waste one in the hand. That's for, like, my own private chilling stuff. That might be for after, if she, you know, could take no more.
She couldn't satisfy that hunger that you had.
I'm just laying there because she resting. So, you know, I'm laying there, like, I'm still excited. She laying there, you know. I mean, I do some stuff, Brother D. Ham. You know, I like some prolonged stimulation. You know, I enjoy some some mild bondage, some, you know, some puppet master control type stuff. You know, I like to check her stroke count. You know what I'm saying? How many strokes, you know, how many licks does it take to get to the center? You know what I'm saying? Type of stuff. So it's like, you know, it'd be a challenge for me, man. You know, I mean, that's honestly, a lot of people that I talk to, they know that one of my fetishes or my little thing is like I'm with the dominant submission type of lifestyle. But my true fetish, man, is making women come. That's what turned me on. What really turned me on is making a woman come. Not even about me coming, but about making a woman come. That's what really turned me on. That's what motivates me. Mm-hmm. That's what moves me as far as sex is concerned. You know, making a woman come or holding a woman on the edge of coming, knowing that I control that, oh, man, it's like she going to get like, you know, your regular stuff. Then you got that, like, I'm really turned on stuff. She going to be like, wait a minute, what you know, I invested in that back property right there. You know, I'm going to renovate it a little bit right now. She wonder how I got up to there. Like, you stimulated me all the way. You know what I'm saying? You got me there. So that's what turned me on. So, I mean, knowing your stroke count is important. Most definitely.
Well, I was just wondering, did you guys know yours? And Chop Trill is like, I'm going to pull back in here. Chop Trill, we have...
Yeah, my bad. I was multitasking up over here at the same time trying to get with the convo, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what y'all guys was talking about, the reputation and all that, you know what I'm saying? That's a persona, you know what I'm saying? You can't... I feel like if you would worry about whatever... It's too many people in the world, and everybody going to have their separate opinion about you. And if the first thing off, if you're worried about it, that's where you fell off at. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, I just had to add my comment to that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the only person you have to impress is God.
Righteous.
Yeah, so that was just my input on that, you know?
Hey, so the next question, Chop Trill, was, do you know your stroke number?
My stroke number? It just depends on what she doing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think I got no number because, simple fact, you know what I'm saying, I can either do me or she could do me, whichever one. If she going to allow me to do me, I can do it in two. I can do it in three now. Maybe in 10.
I mean, yeah, if you allow me to do me, I feel you, you know what I'm saying?
Now, if you going to let me do me, hey, I might have you upside down. But other than that, say, shoot, I can go in the back of my mind frame and be like, hey, see you in a minute.
Yeah.
Have mercy, Lord.
I mean, that's just being real, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, I heard the homie, he was like, hey, My thing is pleasing her, you know what I'm saying? That's top one. So if 1-2 don't get it, you know what I mean? Look at here. I'm in for the count. And however long it's going to get. And then I might have to, you know, then I have to, I might have to portray, you know, like, Money Mike? He said niggas act like, you know what I'm saying, they can't count they strokes, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're about to come back on up off of a lick something.
Yeah, maybe, man. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Calm yourself down. And then get back up
in it. Get back in it. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something, man, because I can't have the 1-2 getting out. I don't need them on my statistics. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford the 1-2. He might got the biggest mouth.
Yeah.
Might be the most believable.
Man.
Everybody else done kept you a secret, man, because you know, because that's another thing I learned. You know what I'm saying? Just on this same topic. If you serving it right, man, to a woman, she's not gonna brag to her friends about it. Not a real woman, anyway. She gonna keep that to herself. When her friends, what's up with you and the boy? She gonna be like, well, you know, girl, he got a nice personality. You know, he make me laugh. You know, but they gonna be able to tell sometimes when she walking funny. You know, they gonna be like,
you got a little pep in your step today. You know what I'm saying?
Walking like she got some new stilettos on or something on her tip.
Yeah,
sitting down gingerly. You know,
You know they say you know they say with women when they have some good sex they have this glow on their face. Yeah, I've seen this glow before. Yeah, so y'all have this glow about y'all. So nigga know when y'all when the female nigga know when the female is got her something. That glow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to miss that glow. ain't nothing gonna bother her all day long.
Totally different attitude.
Totally different attitude.
Yeah, if she got some bad stuff, stay out of her way.
If you're a one, two, three, you need to lick it for a little longer than normal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stay down
mm-hmm.
there and lick it a little longer. Make sure she get her. If you can't lick it and get her to get at least 2-3 nuts off of just licking, it's something wrong with you in the first place.
Right.
I had this situation though.
You know what I'm saying? Like you say, if shit ain't no good, you just got to do what you do. Man, I liked it the hell out of a chick and whatnot. You know what I mean? But at the same time, she was loose with it. You know what I'm saying? She was straight, 100% with it. You know what I'm saying? Loving, kind, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? With all it come with. But at the same time, you know, I'm like, God dang, what's been in you, baby? A horse or something? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. So I had to portray to, hey, you know what I'm saying? I use my hands most of the time with it because I was like, I might just ain't doing nothing for this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell? So I had to give it to her the best way I had to. You know what I'm saying? And hey, it worked.
Oh, it sounds like you almost drowned. Sound like you almost drowned.
Man, I was scuba diving. What are you saying? I'm not almost nothing. Ain't no almost to it. You hear what I'm saying? I couldn't even, like, look here. I couldn't feel no walls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we could take that, man, and make it our next topic. You there, Tweety B?
I'm here. You know, you guys are having a moment, so I just, you know.
Wasn't having no moment. I was waiting for you to chime in. You know, you
yeah,
need to
get
a
bell. Yeah, I thought you were going to say something.
Some type of sound
well, nobody asked me questions. So
I got a question prior to that. You know what I'm saying? If a chick knows she loose with it, what extra she do? I mean, what would be the extra you think she would be able to be confident to do? Dance for you, strip, whatever. I don't know. Like, if she just knows she just loose out there.
You asking me that?
I'm just putting it out there. Nah, baby. Nah, I'm putting it out there, period. I wonder what is it to the next thing for it? Like, we just got through doing the simple fact that, hey, after that 1-2-3 stroke or however many strokes or whatever I'm going to pull out, I'm going to make with it. You know what I'm saying? And do what I got to do with it. You know what I mean? Maybe kiss on you or something like that. It's kind of like that same question.
I mean, if she loose, man, I mean, I'm going to try to fold up, bend over. I'm going to try to get it to where it's going to be something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to give up on it. I'm going to try to get it to where it's going to be something.
Y'all so silly.
What you going to do? Tweety B, you got to answer?
No. I don't know.
Look, man, I'm going to keep clean. I got a little bit of time and rest a little energy in if she want to improve herself. But see, that's the thing about me. I'm not finna be pretending. I'm not finna be acting like it's feeling good all up in there, man. I'm not finna be stirring no bowl with my spoon or none of that stuff. I'm going to buy some Benoit balls. I'm going to teach you about some Kegels and all that old stuff. If she invests in that, I'll work with her, man. You know, we can get towards that, but I'm not going to pretend that, you know, it's feeling good to me. You're not going to stroke my ego with all that screaming and hollering when I'm knowing I'm not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I tuck my balls in there with my stuff. And, you know, they keep slipping out. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to go there. You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, we on a serious note, though, man. I mean, a lot of young sisters, man, they had that baby and they don't follow them doctor instructions. Or
yeah,
a lot of you dudes, you know, y'all can't wait because she been on some other stuff since she was pregnant. And it's like the doctor telling her, no, don't do this for this amount of time. Hold on. Wait,
mm-hmm.
hold up. You don't want to wait. Hold up. You did that to yourself. Now that baby done slid up out of there, and y'all ain't gave her time to work her muscles and get her stuff healed back up. So that's what you living with. It don't got nothing to do with no who been up in here and all that stuff, man, because it's snap back, man. That's why I'm not so
yeah.
big on, like, you know, pussy don't wear out. It don't wear out, man. It just don't. You know what I'm saying? It don't wear out. It can start looking ugly, but on the inside, it don't wear out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's just how it is, man. Now, if she have a child or something or some type of operation and she don't keep herself up, you know, I mean, that's anatomy, man. That's a problem. I mean, she can work on that. Like I said, she can work on, you can build the muscles up. They're not hard to do. No, but you got
mm-hmm.
to invest yourself in that, man.
Hey,
you got to talk
hey,
to her.
They didn't say that name. What is it?
Kegels.
Kegels.
Exercise the muscles. Yeah, kegels. Google it. I mean,
kegels.
It's actually Kegel. That's what I'm knowing to me. I know it's Kegel,
I say Kegels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you might pronounce it Kegel, Kegels. I mean, you know, Google it.
You squeeze the vagina muscles. You could just sit there from wherever you at and just squeeze your vagina muscles and just exercise them like you would exercise your arm, you know, because it's a muscle. So... make
right.
it strong. You know, that's what it is. That's like what it
baby.
Is.
But you got to be honest, though. You can't be acting like, oh, I'm just licking it because I like doing that and all that stuff. Be like, look, baby, we need to have a serious talk.
Right, right.
Back
man, that's what I was
have
talking
a
about.
You know, you got to have a conversation, man. I mean, because it's, like, important. You know, we can laugh and joke, man, but it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's like something. You got to be genuine with the people that you with. I mean, if she got a nice personality, she take care of business, she do everything else, man. And I mean, it's like, that's a keeper. That's a fixable
yeah.
problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's like a good car, man, with bad brakes. That's fixable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not
right.
nothing to do right there. You know what I'm saying? You described a lot of qualities, man. You don't find a lot in some of these chicks that get the bomb head and got the good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like them is more desirable qualities than anything else. So it's like
please
that's
right.
fixable. So I feel like, you know, the dialogue is important.
Yeah.
Right up. And that's what fixes it. You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely right. That's what fixes it.
Yeah, that's like extremely important. And I think, matter of fact, get this, man, because it's somebody's turn to be on the top. I think it's back to Tweety B again.
I think it was Tweety B top. It's so, well,
oh,
actually,
stroke,
it was a
stroke.
Yeah,
stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, that was stroke count. But, you know, Tria, he asked a question.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he answered his question. Yeah.
I
so
got
it's back on
that.
You.
Oh. How important
it's back on you, Haber.
On a scale of 1 to 10, man, how important is communication in a relationship?
Man, that's the top priority.
Shit, that's a problem for real. That, like, communication, without communication, I mean, really ain't no relationship to me.
Nah.
I mean, like, if y'all don't communicate with each other, y'all don't get an understanding with each other, because you have to get an understanding. First of all, when you're dealing with a relationship, that means that you accept everything about this person. If you that serious about a person and you want to be in a serious relationship with that person, that means that you accept everything that comes with that person. You know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, the ugly, all that. That's you accept all that. So only way you're going to know these good, bad, sometimes and things is if you communicate with them. So your communication skills and how you talk to a person, too, carry strong, too, because you can come off like an asshole, but that may not be what you meant
you
to
are,
come
yeah.
off as. But
yeah.
it's how you present it, how you come at a person is how a person's gonna come back at you. You know what I'm saying? So communication, it no matter, it could be a relationship, it could be a complete stranger. I don't care. Just like if you listen to the show yesterday, I'm telling you, I should have took something. Just like yesterday, a complete, walk up to somebody and you know, like they said, we need to get a hold of these young brothers and bring them in and teach them and show them the correct way of how to do things. Well, first of all, as a man who considers himself to be a scholar, then that means that how you come at that young person is very important with your communication skills. Because if you come at me, if I'm a youngster and you come at me and be like, oh, what's up, my nigga, trying to connect with me that way, I ain't going to listen to you because you came at me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you come at me and say, how you doing, young man, then that's going to make me like, okay, he on something different.
Totally different level.
You know what I'm saying? It's a small thing. And then when you talking, it really like especially like preachers and people that are motivational speakers, they should always use the word we. Because if you don't use the word we and you use you or y'all need to do this or they need to do this, you're saying that you're better than somebody. You're putting yourself on the higher pedestal than who you talking to. People perceive it that way. So the word we, that simple, them two letters, a W and an E, could change how somebody perceives your conversation towards them. So conversation is, like he said, it's top priority. You don't know how to communicate, you need to study it. You need to learn how to communicate with somebody. For real, communication is the key to everything. It ain't about what you know sometimes, it's about who you know. A lot of stuff is about who you know. 98% of people that get jobs is because they knew somebody that already worked on their job.
Mm-hmm. And they know how you do it. They know how
and
you
And they
do
know
it
what
for.
To do. Yeah.
And that goes with my song, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, it's about togetherness, you know what I'm saying? And you do it for me, you know what I'm saying? How could you know what a person do just if you just go straight to the bed, you know what I'm saying? All you know is that bed. That's it. You don't know nothing about that persona. You don't know nothing about, you know what I'm saying, how they deal with problems, how, you know what I'm saying, whether you can fit in the midst of their problems. Communication is that tops it all, you know what I'm saying? That makes the whole big difference on how, you know what I'm saying, you getting to know somebody, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, knowing how to deal with somebody. That's got to be top priority.
Well, we're going to play some of this Chop Trio right now. You do it for me. We're going to come back and give our final thoughts for this grown folks business. So everybody on the line, hang on tight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Late night phone conversation. If I'm not next to you, I'm texting you. Yeah. Late night phone conversation. If I'm not next to you, I'm texting you. You hold my heart and I love you for it. You're my star, you know I got you, baby. You do it for me, you complete me, yeah. You hold my heart and I love you for it. You're my star, you know I got you. You do it for me, you complete me, yeah.
You give me chills like I felt this beat. Late night phone conversations if I'm not next to you. Love it when you tell me that I know you gon' go get it. Just like you got me, longevity. Now she got me like Young Buck. Show that, do you wanna ride with me? No Pacific destination as long as you riding with me. The sky holds no limit, yeah she do that for me. And I love you for it, you my star with you. It feels like I got the world in the palm of my hand. I've been a made man, now I'm yours baby. What you do for love? Do I do it for you? I'm player made, so no need to sneak it undercover. Cause if you bout it, I'm with it. And if you with it, I'm bout it. I chop trill and I've been a go-getter. And this is how we living. And if you want it, show me you can get it. Come here, I got something you should know.
You hold my heart
and I love you for it.
You're my star,
you know I got you, baby.
You do it for me, you complete me, yeah. You hold my heart and I love you for it.
You're my star, you know I got you. You do it for me, you complete me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shout out Twitter information or links. Now is the time to do so. We're going to start with our call-in guest, Chop Trio. So go ahead and give everybody information.
Yeah, this is Chop Trio. Hey, it's Chop Trio everything, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Everything, social network, Chop Trio everything at Facebook, Choptrille. And it's, you know, you can hit me up on there, chop it up with me.
Good. Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth. Yeah, man, y'all can follow me over on Twitter at Hey Ruth Cootie Reborn. That's H-E-R-U-K-H-U-T-I-R-E-B-O-R-N. And I really want to
recommend that y'all go back and listen to last week's show, man, and y'all catch me again next week on Thursdays, 8 Eastern time on Explicit Content, you know what I'm saying? I'm over there doing my damn thing. I'm over there enjoying me and have a good time. Other than that, I'm out.
All right, we're going to get time for D. Ham and his final thoughts.
Oh, man, you know, you can find me at Country Boy D. Ham on Twitter. That's KUNTRYBOY underscore DHAM on Twitter over there. Man, my other websites will be coming up pretty soon, man. I'm saying I got them in work right now. Man, I enjoy today's show, man. I enjoy all our time together, man. I enjoy, again, I want to commend Hey Rue. Great show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I'm very enlightened on a lot of stuff. Can't wait to the next one. I'll be there. I'll be tuned in at all times. I just, everybody have a good day. It's nice out here. Like, it's about 80-something out here. So, you know, go out and enjoy the day, man. Get out the house. Don't sit in the house all day.
Already. Hey, I want to add in, too. I got a wedding to attend. My cousin getting married, and, you know, I'm going to perform that one song. You know, I'm going to add a little more to it, you know, be a little more explicit. But, you know, I'm going to dedicate that song because that song is about togetherness, you know what I'm saying? And like the topic says, you know what I'm saying, communication is the key of everything, you know what I'm saying? And once you got that full acceptance of who you belong to and who you want to be with, you know what I'm saying? So they getting married, and y'all wish me well on that little dinner thing, you know, and I'm going to try to give them a couple of laughs and, you know, have them to enjoy themselves. And at the same time, I'm going to taunt my cousin, and I'm going to be like, hey, I hope that's the one you want to be with, because look at her. She better do it for you.
That's a job. That's a job. Well, I want to say, again, thank you to the guests that came over last night for this. And for the forum you guys had, it was an awesome experience. If you missed it, I really encourage you to go over and check the link out tonight on YouTube. Make sure you, when you come over here, you like the page. Make sure you like us on Blog Talk Radio. That's important, too. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. It's at Cutiebird with the Y, not the I. C-E-N-T-R. Make sure you go over there, follow the show as well. And we're going to get ready to get out of here, you guys. I have enjoyed you immensely. And we will see you next week, next Friday, for Grown Folks Business. I'm on this about this Monday night, Panic Monday. So I will let you guys know. It will be actually airing on Monday, or if I'm going to do a replay, I'm not sure. So I'll let you know. Follow my tweet, and we'll let you know what we're going to do about Manic Monday. Okay, you guys, we are going to get ready to get up out of here. It has been a pleasure. And thank you guys for coming here every week and, you know, hanging out with me over here.
I enjoy it.
We need to get some more females over here, y'all. That is my challenge for you guys.
I got you.
We need some females over here because all females ain't crazy. I can only speak for the crazy females. There's some females that actually have all right sense, and they probably speak for them. You know, so find some of those.
Right. Hey, I got this one chick. She hilarious, man. She got good conversation, you know what I'm saying? She cool people, you know what I'm saying? I told her about you guys and how much fun I be having on the show with y'all and how much I enjoy and everything. She was like, man, I need to call in on that, you know? She already waiting, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I can get her in and, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, have just another blast.
That's what's up. Make sure you do that. And we're going to see you guys. We out of here. Next week.
Yay. I...